and Jill here.
Hi.
Welcome to the show today. Welcome to the Jack and Jill show today. I'm Jack Buteller.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, broadcasting this week from sunny Southern California, where these beach kids have no idea what the real world is like.
That's for sure.
Have you noticed? You know, I was just looking in our neighborhood. We live on what's called a walk street. And what that means is there's between the houses, you can't drive a car down. It's just like one big nice sidewalk, and it's great. So I'm watching the kids. There's basketball hoops, and there's chalk drawings, and they're running back and forth from house to house, and then they go jump in the water, and they come back, and I'm looking at them going, you guys have no idea how good you have it.
People walk in front of our house all day long to and from the beach with no clothes on at all.
Yeah, that's true too.
And about 30% of them should put some clothes on.
It's true. There's a few that I actually appreciate, by the way. When I see, because right at the end of our little street here, which is like three doors, and then there's sand, and then there's a volleyball court right there, and then there's the water. So I personally do not mind the rather buff gentlemen that walk by all day long with their bags full of volleyballs because they've been out practicing all day.
The Olympic female volleyball team. I'm not exaggerating. Practices 200 yards from our house.
Yeah, Carrie Walsh is out there sometimes. So, yeah, it's pretty.
I'll leave all you male listeners to use your.
So that's part of the 30% that you approve of too, right, Jack?
No, I approve of 70%.
Oh, you approve of 70%? Yeah. Oh, I thought you approved of 30, not 70.
And that's for the record, I'm part of the 30% who should not do that.
Oh, got it.
So I don't.
I understand. Thank you, Jack. That's really good.
No joke, Jill. These speech kids, and I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing. I mean, I don't think you need to grow up in communist Russia to be good at buying and selling real estate. But there is a happy medium somewhere.
You know,
I have responsibility and accountability.
Correct. I want...
Unless you're a female.
I've always wanted our children to not worry in life, you know, and I think that's I think what every parent wants. You want a child to grow up secure, feeling safe, feeling comfortable, feeling like they never have to worry about food on the table, where they're going to sleep. You know, you want children to be children to have a happy life. What we don't want is them to be artificially have an artificial view of life, thinking that's how everything is, because it's not. Not everybody has it that good.
And we don't want them to be unaccountable.
Right, and I want them to appreciate.
To be accountable for something.
I want them to feel safe and everything, and I want them to appreciate what they have, and because you know why? I want them to know that you have to work hard to have this, and I want them to grow up with a good work ethic. What I don't want is children and our children growing up expecting it, thinking that they're entitled. That kind of thing. I don't want that. So, and I'm not picking on our kids at all or any kids, because I think the kids that I know that are in our neighborhood aren't that way. No, because they're very respectful.
No, I agree.
And they're great. And if the ball bounces in our yard, they'll come. It's no big deal. We're all cool, but don't pull my flowers. They've learned that don't do that. The hard way.
Do not pull Jill's flowers out of the garden.
Yeah, we had an incident where it was not a good day, and one poor kid, they were creating a potion, and they decided, and they couldn't have picked the wrong day, and my prettiest flower, and when they came along to pull, it would have been okay too if they pulled one flower, but accidentally pulled the whole plant up, and like they're standing there with the root in their hand, and here I come. So
I asked the kids later what the potion was for anyway, and they said the potion is for Mrs. DeWitt.
Yeah, thanks.
To drink, to be a nicer person.
Isn't that funny? That's what's so funny is I'm like the pushover. Normally, I am the pushover. Just that one day was not the best day.
My point is accountability is alive and well in the 21st century. Mm-hmm. Just not for some people. Entertaining real estate investment.
I'm going to do my best to make this entertaining. I think we're doing great.
Today, Jill and I talk about public disclosure. How much is too much? How much do you tell the public about yourself in the name of branding? Before we get into that complicated topic, let's take a question. posted by one of our members on the jackjill.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Andrew asks, what do you guys think of 2 5-acre parcels in Lancaster, California with mineral rights?
So far, so good.
I have only positive things to say about that, Andrew.
It's not clear yet whether they have legal access, but definitely physical access. Still loving it. Just 1 5-acre parcel in from the road, and they're right next to each other.
Beautiful.
It's great. Typically, I would purchase them for $500 each, but I'm wondering if the mineral rights would affect my purchase price. These came on Craigslist, so they don't have an offer price yet. What would you guys do?
Okay. So, I cheated and read this question before I'm going to answer it. This is a perfect example, Andrew, of exactly what not to do.
Okay.
Here's why. And I'm not dogging you personally at all. I'm sharing this experience with everybody because theoretically, that's why you listen to this show. You do not want to post a posting on Craigslist and just see what happens. Now, I know I talk about that as a first step in the ebook, you know, say I'd like to buy some property. Please let me know what you have. That gets you in the real estate business. And I think that's what you've done here. And my hat's off to you. Great work. Mm-hmm. But now you're in. What you want to do is send a bunch of blind offers to people with an exact purchase price and find out if they're interested in 5 seconds after they open the mail. Mm-hmm. Because now you're starting down the path of, and the last sentence here is, these came in off Craigslist, so I don't have an offer price yet. This is the old school way of real estate. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about it. Hey, Jill, I know you have a 5-acre property in Lancaster. Give me a call. I'd be interested in buying that.
Right.
That's a disaster.
Now you're negotiating path, with yourself. And
that's the path you're going down. Mm-hmm. So what you want to do is, rather than that, is write a letter to Jill. Hey, Jill, here's what the letter says. I know you have this 5-acre property in Lancaster, and it passes all my tests. I would love to buy it for $1,500, and I can have a check to you, a cashier's check, hand delivered to you next week. How's that sound? Mm-hmm. If you're interested or if you want to do that, and please read all the conditions here, sign this, send it back, and I'll get you a check on Thursday if it passes all my tests. Mm-hmm. That's the position you want to put yourself in because now you have a deal.
Right.
Then you go and check to see if you really want to buy it.
Right.
Talking about real estate deals is the fastest way to kill it.
Oh, my gosh. Isn't that
talking crazy? Talking in a marriage, fastest way to kill it.
Oh, that's for sure.
All talking leads to arguing.
What the heck? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, if we didn't talk, we wouldn't argue. Thank you, Jack.
That's it.
Huh, gee.
We've resorted to talking to each other on this show.
This is true. And this is the only talking that's allowed.
You should try
that's
that.
It. That's hilarious. I thought we did that. Isn't that
it's kind of true. I learned more about what really goes on in your life.
It's true.
You know, week by
it
week.
It is.
When we record this show.
And it's just because we're just naturally busy. We get up and you do your thing and I do my thing. You go to your office, I go to my office. We might Skype a little bit during the day or there's some emails, but it's, you know, there's not a lot of talking.
We have dinner every single night, though.
Yeah.
That's
and that part's
be.
Good. Exactly.
There's a lot of laughing at the dinner, mm-hmm. I have to be honest.
I love Andrew. Andrew did exactly, I mean, he tested it and he got the exact result that we predicted. So now we're going to help you take the next step, like Jack just explained.
If you have a question or you'd like to hear the answer on this show, post it on the jackandjill.com community. Today's topic, public disclosure. How much is too much? This is the meat of the show. Jill, what did you think I meant? You're cracking me up before.
Oh, my
we
goodness.
We talked before the show. Tell us what you thought this title means.
This is funny.
It's probably what everybody else thinks, too.
Yeah. So when I read the topic of, you know, right before the show and I was starting to make some notes and think about it, I'm going legal ease, public disclosure, like, you know, I'm legal. Am I legally liable to disclose ABC in this transaction? I had my hat on.
Okay, so let me stop you right there. That's not what I meant at all.
Thank you.
And that would be maybe the most boring show we've ever done.
Right? I was wondering where you came up with that topic, and so I didn't know how I was going to make that interesting.
What I meant is, how much do you talk about or tell how much do you talk about yourself or what do you disclose with your internet presence in the name of kind of branding yourself and selling real estate?
Like,
do you have a line, a conscious line?
You know, you mean not just us personally. You mean, let me clarify. I'm a seller. I'm a business person.
Yeah. Okay. You have a website. Oh. You have a picture of you and your dog on the website. That's obviously not across the line.
No.
You have a marriage, which you talk about like us. You know, that's not across our line, but it might be across somebody else's line.
I love it. Okay.
You know, we don't give out our address.
Now that I understand what the topic really is about,
you and everybody
I am
else.
Happy to share. I want to share enough that people know I'm a real person. I want to be transparent because I have feelings.
I'm a real person and I have feelings.
That's right. I want them to know that...
That's an expert from a conversation show
maybe?
I had earlier this week.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jack, for bringing that up here. And putting me in that dark, dark place that I was that day. Just kidding. Oh, man. So for any woman listening, let me tell you what not to ask your significant other or to share with your significant other anything about feelings, because I've learned that they really just don't care. Just kidding.
I don't understand feelings. Like, I have feelings, but I don't pay attention to them, really.
I know that. Well, I'm a girl, and we do things
differently.
How does
it work, really?
You want to hear a really good example? I'm going to give you...
Of all men, I ask this question. How do feelings work for women?
I'm going to give you a very, very good example of when a man should pay attention to a woman's feelings.
Okay,
ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you're a man. You've just had you reconnected with a former business partner or a college buddy from the past, and they presented to you what you think is an awesome business venture and something you should dump a lot of money into.
Stop listening.
I know. I understand that. And then, so you bring this home to me and you're explaining it to me and you're telling me, I just ran into Bob. We should put $100,000 into this. It's the greatest thing on the planet. I know what we could do. And then as a wife, I'm going to ask you some questions about it. And then we might uncover things. This is a woman I'm not kidding here. This is totally serious and totally legit. We might uncover things, and it's based on a gut feeling. And by golly, it doesn't mean that you have to take.
This is absolutely when I would listen to you.
Seriously? Okay,
yeah,
thank you. All right.
Kidding aside.
All right. So I might ask some questions about it, and I might go, you know what? I'm not feeling good about this one, and here's why. And part of it is I just get this sinking feeling in my stomach about it.
That's the female's intuition. I buy into that 100%.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's
Especially if you talk about $100,000.
Right.
Which you'll never see again with Bob.
Right. So thank you. Thank you. That's my point when I'm talking about women's feelings. And sometimes it might be worthwhile listening to us. And I call it feelings. You may call, I don't know what you want to call it.
Here's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Those flowers make me feel good.
Oh.
Or here's another example. And again, I speak on behalf of all.
Well, I have a question for you.
I know it's in the calendar that we need to get this done today, but I just don't feel like doing it.
Let me run this one by you, Jack.
This is what I don't understand.
I'm going to help you. Jack, how does it make you feel when you get on your bike and you're riding to the marina and you see your boat?
I feel like I don't have to work, and I feel really good, actually.
Oh, so now you are kind of understanding where I'm going with that. And when you're shopping for fishing and you're thinking about your next fishing trip and, as you call it, fish killing, fish murder.
Fish murder, yeah.
And spears. And what you're going to do coming up with a buddy coming to town
Sears.
In a couple of weeks. Spears.
Oh, spears.
So tell me how that makes you feel.
I feel great about that.
That's my point. So
but I'm not surprised. See, none of that's surprising. Here's the thing. You know, women don't know what they're going to feel like in an hour from now. I know exactly to the letter what I'm going to feel like an hour from now. And it's in the calendar because I know what I'm going to do for the next hour in the calendar. And unless that gets really seriously interrupted, then I'm going to feel mad.
And doesn't it sometimes
so
with
I'm
staff
happy,
and situations, though?
I'm happy or mad. I have like two emotions.
Okay. I think that we are actually more similar than you realize. but maybe some situations affect us differently than
affect you.
Welcome
to Jack and Jill's group therapy.
Apparently.
The three of you that are still listening to this show.
Where are we going with this?
Go ahead. So we're more similar?
Yeah, I don't think we're not that similar, Jack. You for me, flowers. You, it's a boat. Okay. I don't think it's crazy.
It's the inconsistency and the surprise. The surprise, like, how many times as a man have you looked at your woman and it's like, what is that? Why is she so upset about this? The same thing happened last week in the same time of day with the same weather outside. And
well,
she's having a meltdown.
There's glaring examples, but I don't really want to go into it now.
Or the opposite. Same thing happened last week, same weather, and she was like kissing me on the cheek.
I can help you with that off the show.
Which is a taste of it. So this is
all right.
Beyond.
Oh, your
disclosure.
So there you go. There we go. So there was that was a good role play. So,
right. So all kidding aside, you have a pretty serious internet presence. So do I. Some of it's collective, some of it's individual. What are the things that lines you won't cross? Like I would not going to give out my address online.
Mm-mm.
Or my cell phone number. I guess you could find that if you wanted to. Then it just makes you a stalker. But. Mm-hmm. Like, what things are you really happy to report and talk
Do
about?
Do you know what's interesting? I am more...
What do you think sells
I
land?
Disclose... I by nature, disclose more than I think other people would be comfortable with, and I'm totally comfortable with it. I have no problem. Because here's an example. It was hard for me when you and I first started in business together, when I joined your business... You were not transparent at all. It was the name of the company. Good luck figuring out who owns the company, you know, kind of thing. It was all, there weren't any photos. It was all real corporate, maybe like Pepsi, you know what I mean?
I have to say you were 100% right about that. You changed my mind.
Thank you. But then I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. I'm just saying, so I adapted to that.
I'm thanking you.
So you're welcome. And so I came in going, okay, all right. And now, so now it's nice to know that I can be, you know, I can be transparent and put a picture up there. I like it. It's fun for me.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, because all it has done... Wait, this is a good topic, Jack. Thank you for bringing this up today. Being transparent and disclosing things about you, all it does is lead to credibility and great customers. And
trust and building trust. Uh-huh. And that's really my whole point to all this. I really try to, and for serious... It's not a trick. Establish trust.
Mm-hmm.
You know, anything that we can do that's going to establish trust by letting the whole world in on the internet into our lives within reason to establish credibility, like we're real people. Hopefully the show does that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of get to know who we really are. Like I don't put up with really any BS mm-hmm. when it comes to any of this stuff. And I think that you're a little bit more lenient, which is, I think, why you're inspiration and I'm information.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope everything else is just kind of details.
Right. Along the topic is if you make a mistake and you share your mistake, that is huge. That really benefits you in the end. So, and we do that all the time, like on this show.
But this whole show is probably.
But in real world, I'll go.
Mistake.
You know, that's part of that. That's one of the things about our first program that we rolled out. You know, I mean, that was an underlying theme that you had, and all of the content was, look, there's a reason why we're here now, and there's a reason why we're doing it this way. It's very different than when we started in the 90s. We made a lot of mistakes, and we can help you and save you. You know, from making those mistakes.
I just made a massive staffing decision mistake.
You did?
Yeah. And the person's no longer with us. She was with us for 2 weeks. And she had an incredible resume as a title person, a title mm-hmm. escrow experience, seasoned title escrow officer. And when we got right into it, and I ran her through the whole title, she was going to be the work for Title Mind. I ran her through the stuff that our regular members do and we do every day.
Mm-hmm.
Do a deed, take the vesting deed, look it up, create a new document, and orchestrate the closing, which to buy houses or property, houses or land. And she made the single most basic set of basic mistakes that I would expect a brand new first deed member to make.
Right.
A non-member, even like a green level member.
Right.
And I confronted her about it and gave her a chance after chance after chance. She was defensive and never told me the truth.
Right.
So my point is, you know, yeah, I just disclosed my whole mistake.
Thank you, Jack.
And the next time we're going to, you know, we have a protocol. Jill established a hiring protocol a lot of years ago, which I did not follow. I went rogue, did it on my own, and it bit me in the butt.
But you recovered.
Tests, and we laugh about it now.
You recovered, Jack.
It did. It delayed the. It certainly delayed the launch of the website. But stuff happens, right?
You know, I'm watching our members. I'm watching our members that are vocal on social media and sharing their properties and sharing what they're doing. And you know, when they make the videos and everything, it's really them making them and everything. And I think that just is, it speaks volumes. And I see those people doing really, really, really well.
You know what I think is great along those lines is there are several people at certain situations, certain things that they're now better, way better at it. Than
us?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have a certain one member who's way better at doing property-driven videos from a marketing standpoint than we are. Mm-hmm. And we've got other members who are, you know, I've yet to see somebody who can put together a higher yield mailer than us, but I'm going to hang my hat on that for a while.
Right.
But higher yield meaning, you know, you get a better response for X amount of mailers and scrubbing data is what
exactly.
I mean.
Exactly.
Anyway.
Thank you.
Establishing trust is really the whole point of public disclosure. Mm-hmm. If you can establish a trust with your customers and anything, and there's people in your life, you're going to do great. And then do good on it. Don't take, obviously, but that goes without saying.
Yeah, back up what you say. If you say you're this kind of a person, you better be that kind of a person and show it.
Join us tomorrow where we discuss the value of face-to-face meetings.
And we answer Luke Smith's question about house plans.
And maybe by then we'll understand the new script. You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Good show, Joe.
Thank you.
I'm getting used to this new script, are you?
Yep. I am. I'm liking it. It's still a little out of my comfort zone in an effort to be transparent and just full public disclosure. Like this show topic, it's nice talking about other real cool stuff.
Yeah.
We still are doing our property and our real estate and that kind of thing and tying it all together, but we get to talk a little more about big picture, and it's very enjoyable for me. So thank you, Jack.
You're welcome.
And therapeutic.
There's a lot of stuff that needs to get discussed, I think.
I agree.
That's helpful more than just buying real estate.
Totally. Hey, so share the fun by subscribing on iTunes or wherever you are listening and rate us there while you're at it.
We are
Jack and
Jill.
Jill.
I'm information.
And I'm inspiration.
And we buy undervalued property.